Okay, welcome to another day of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yomi. We begin with Simen Dalet Sif Aleph. Today's learning has been generously dedicated by the Blonder family. It should be a wonderful schus for the Gansa Mishpacha. It has also been dedicated as a schus Refuah Shleima for Baruch Eliyahu Ben Reizel, someone who is in need of Refuah Shleima. Bekar, for all those listening in Eretz Yisrael, please daven for him in Eretz Yisrael. We'll continue davening for him in America. We continue talking about the morning halachas, the laws of Beis HaKisa. We're learning now. Simen Dalet Sif Aleph. Yargalis Atzma Lefanai says Atzma Erev Boiker. A person should accustom himself to relieve himself both in the evening and the morning. Somebody asked me this morning. They said about going to the, you go to the bathroom right away every morning. Yeah, normal person goes to the bathroom right away in the morning. A person should accustom himself to doing that. Shows Rizas Unikias, as his habit is the way of preparedness and proper hygiene. See, the Torah talks about being hygienic. If when he attempts to, he finds that he's unable to relieve himself, he should walk 4 amas and then sit down and try again. This does not help. He should repeat this procedure, standing up and sitting down until he relieves himself. Again, walk around, try to walk around. It's so important that a person should go to the bathroom in the morning for hygiene and preparedness reasons. Or he should divert his attention from other things and concentrate exclusively upon relieving himself. One who holds back his bodily functions, over mishum bal tishakitsu, he thereby transgresses the commandment of the verse, do not make yourselves abominable. It's not vera to hold it in. If a person holds in from urinating, then when he feels the need, over gam mishum lo yivcha oker, he further transgressed the commandment of the verse, there shall be no sterile male among you. There is a bit of a question about how, in fact, this causes sterility amongst men not to go to the bathroom right away. But that's what the Torah says, lo yivcha oker. So a person who doesn't go to the bathroom, he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. He holds back from going to the bathroom, a serious form of going to the bathroom. He violates one avera, and if he holds back from urinating, he violates two averas. Sif Beis Yitzenu Abivizik, he said a person must behave modestly in the bathroom. Lo yigalas asmei atshiyeshav, he should not expose himself until he is ready to sit down. V'gam oz yitzamtzem, even then he should minimize his exposure. I did hear that nowadays in our type of bathrooms, it's less of a problem. Shalo legalis rak masha mucher chalo legalis, and expose only that which is necessary for him to expose. Shalo the tanef is begadav, so as not to soil his clothing. A person obviously should uncover himself as necessary to be able to use the bathroom properly. V'yizar b'zegam b'lele kimo b'yeh, a person must be careful about this even at night, just as he would be careful during the daytime. If nifnim b'makam b'gula, if a person is relieving himself in open air, let's say Chas Hashem, people are going on a trip somewhere, and he wants to take a bus, and they get off on the side of the bus to be able to use the restroom. I was in a camp. They made a set time. They stop on the side of the highway, so the whole camp should be able to go to the restroom and say, okay, it's interesting. She'ein shom mechitzas, if there are no walls in the place where you're going to the bathroom outdoors, a person should direct himself that he's facing south, the acharav litzafin, or and his back should be towards the north, or yifcho, or the opposite, meaning his body should be somewhere between north and south in that direction. Abul bein mizrach lemayrav also, but to turn towards the west or the east, a person is prohibited from doing that. V'miyesh mechitzah, but if there's a wall nearby, yuchel lefanes mikol inyan, then he could do it in any direction, im acharav litzada mechitzah, as long as his back is towards the wall. Ulahashtin mutter b'chol inyan, but to urinate, he can go in any direction. Obviously, if a person's inside the bathrooms nowadays, he doesn't have to be concerned at all about which direction because you're within walled area. So you can go to the bathroom in any direction. Obviously, the reason why you cannot go to the bathroom in certain directions is because certain directions is the side of the Shekhinah. La yipone b'fnei shum adam. A person should not relieve himself in the presence of any other person. Even in front of an idolater. Why it would be different in front of an idolater? We'll see. Avalahashtan. However, to urinate, mutter afilu bayim bifnei rabim. If a person needs to urinate, he can do it in front of people. If he really has to, because as we already said, there is a great danger in holding oneself back from urinating. They can cause him to be sterile. When we call makim, yeshlo yestalik yestalim. But of course, if a person does have to urinate in public, he should go off to the side, even if he's going to be in front of people, but it not should not be mamish in front of people. Sif gimel. Lo yipone ba'amid, a person not relieve himself, meaning go to a serious form of going to the bathroom while standing. The lo yenos litchik atzma yisur midai, a person should not force himself to go to the bathroom, pushing too hard. Shlo yenatik shinei akarkashta, so as not to cause the muscles that hold in the rectum, the bathroom area, to tear. The lo yamar lotzim bezakis, a person should not quickly go out of the bathroom ad asher barla, until he's sure that you don't have to go to the bathroom anymore. So don't rush it. Ukishamatil mayim ba'amida, when a person is standing while urinating, yashkiach shlo yinotsu al min olav ubegadav. He should make sure that he's not sprinkle on his shoes or on his clothing, because by doing so, it gives him a bad reputation, not as a person who does that, but a bad reputation as to why it is that he's going to the bathroom on himself. V'yizar moed, because he might have issues that don't produce children. V'yizar moed, nevertheless, he should be very careful. Shlo lachoz biyadav b'milase, a person should not touch his private areas when he goes to the bathroom any more than necessary. Sif dalet. If a person's in the bathroom, you're not allowed to think in learning. Therefore, while he is there, listen to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. What should a person be thinking about when they're in the bathroom? Business and financial calculations. So you shouldn't think in learning. Of course, a person is staking in yeshiva all the time. He has to do whatever he can to stop himself from thinking and learning. So he has to think about my business in order to not think of learning. Very famously, others had specific things, what they thought about it. The Vilna Gaon, I believe they said, used to study Euclid in the bathroom. And the Alter Rebbe of Chabad used to study architecture. Or think about buildings, I think that's your rights. Here, Aver Chasom, also, you don't want to think about sinful thoughts. So either a person can be thinking of learning or sinful thoughts. So figure out a thing you can think about before you go to the bathroom. Ubi Shabbos on Shabbos, in the Harabas, what did you do on Shabbos? You can't think about your business calculations on Shabbos. You should think about amazing, incredible things that you heard about or saw that were like, wow, incredible, the Nisan, they landed on the moon. Sif, hey, Yizar lekanech atzma yafa, a person should make sure to clean himself after the bathroom properly. Because if he has a certain amount of bathroom material still left in his private areas, also the lemer shum devar shum kedusha, he's not allowed to daven. He's not allowed to speak in any holy matters. Come on, Sif, hey, Sif Gimel. Lo yikanech biyad yamin, a person should not wipe himself with his right hand. Mipnei shekoyshu bo tefillin, because he uses it to tie his tefillin. Umehaitem, the same reason. You should not use his middle finger of the left hand. Because even though you're tying your tefillin with your left hand, but you're putting your strap on the middle finger when you put your tefillin in your hand. You should switch the hands. He should do his right side. He can use his right hand. I did see that nowadays, because of the way that we cover our hands with tissues and the way that a person cleans himself, that this is not as much of a problem. Sif vav. B'chol pam shenifno ishamatul mayim. Each time that a person defecates or urinates, afilu raktiv achaz, even if it's just a little tiny bit, yirchetz achayach yadav b'mayim, he should wash his hands with water, v'yavarech birchas ashiyatz, and recite the ashiyatz, our blessing. Im heitel mayim anifna, if a person went to the bathroom, v'shachem melevarech ashiyatz, and forgot to say ashiyatz, achashuv heitel mayim anifna. And after that, he went to the bathroom again. And he still didn't remember to do Ashiyatza from the first time. Viniska should be Shun Leberch. And he remembers, oh my gosh, last time I went to the bathroom, I didn't even remember to say Ashiyatza. Einitzarech Levarech Rak Pam Achas. He needs only to say one Ashiyatza after both bathroom usages. Umisha Shayisa Sam Mishalsh, but the opposite. Let's say a person took some sort of laxative. He's going to the bathroom tons throughout that day. Viyadeh Shayisarech Lepanes Kam Pam. He knows he's going to have to go to the bathroom repeatedly over and over and over. Lo Yavarech Ad Laachar Gemari. He should not say Ashiyatza until he is finished going to the bathroom totally.